Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
I wanted to let you know that I've been doing some research on refrigeration for our project. Apparently, the first artificial form of refrigeration was developed way back in 1748 by William Cullen at the University of Glasgow.
I read that too and was quite taken aback to find out that it was so long ago.
Yes, I was too. Of course, it wasn't until the 19th century that the development of viable cooling technology really took off. In 1913, the first home refrigerators were being manufactured.
Did many people buy the early design?
Put it this way, they cost around $1,000 each, nearly twice as much as a car at the time.
I see. Did you manage to dig up any information on the key developments of the refrigerator, particularly concerning health and safety issues?
Well, up until the late 1920s, most refrigerators used combinations of toxic gases as refrigerants.
The refrigerant is the substance that's used in the cooling system, isn't it?
That's right. After several fatal accidents involving gas leaks, several big companies joined forces to find a safer solution. This solution was named Freon. Unlike its predecessors, it was colorless, odorless, non-flammable, and best of all, non-toxic.
That would have made refrigerators even more appealing, I imagine. I read that refrigerator and freezer units became more common in the U.S. during the 1940s, when they went into mass production.
Before you hear the next part of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 27. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 27.
Interestingly, it was around that time that Albert Einstein designed his own refrigerator, which required no moving parts or electricity. He sold the patent to a company, and although the design wasn't produced in great numbers, they held on to it to keep it out of the hands of rivals.
Should we discuss that design in our project?
Well, as it was an alternative type of fridge, I don't think it's necessary.
I suppose. What about the environmental impact of modern refrigerators?
That's a major issue. It was discovered during the 1970s and 80s that CFC compound gases like Freon were contributing to the depletion of the ozone layer.
It was actually those concerns that led to the banning of Freon in the early 1990s. Since then, modern refrigerators have used variations of new substances as refrigerants. I'm not sure exactly what these are.
Well, we don't need to go into so much detail.
Still, we should say how the refrigerator has gone from being a luxury item to a central part of the modern household, and how it has changed. Technology has not only made the refrigerator affordable to buy, but also energy efficient and safe.
Although they do account for roughly 6% of the average monthly electric bill.
Yes, I saw a similar statistic. There are several ways to increase their efficiency, such as organizing the refrigerator's contents. I think we should go into more detail on this as it's something practical that people will be able to relate to.
Sure.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Do we really need to explain the physics behind modern fridges?
It would be extremely helpful, I think, and it's not too complicated. We could also use visual aids.
So, how do they work?
Essentially, your fridge and freezer work by continually turning a refrigerant from a liquid to a gas, and then condensing that gas back into a liquid. That has a cooling effect. The refrigerant leaves the top of the fridge as a hot gas, and it then enters the compressor. From this point, it is pushed through a long series of condenser coils where its heat is drawn out and it turns back into a liquid.
I see. What next?
The liquid is then pumped through something called a capillary. This is another important part of the system as it removes any moisture and contaminants before the refrigerant re-enters the fridge compartment. It then passes through the fridge's evaporator coils where it expands and turns back into a gas, thus drawing heat away from the system and cooling the items in your fridge. After that, the gas is returned to the compressor where the whole process starts again.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.